There was an undertaker in a movie who was asked the question, "Are you prejudiced against anyone?" And he replied, "No, I respect every human being and treat everyone as a future customer." Because life is so frail and fleeting, all the more important it is to use it well. The monks took a great vow, one of the first vows monastic takes, are the vow of poverty. And people often misunderstand what poverty is. They say there's nothing free of charge in this world except a dead battery. But what is free is not to be tied down to any one thing. That is why they take the vow of poverty and say, "I will use everything for salvation, but I will own nothing." Even if a monk inherits money from his own family, it goes to the monastery. And when he dies, he owns nothing. But it's not about having nothing. The vow of poverty and the virtue of poverty is not about being poor, but about knowing where your riches lie. What makes you rich in life? Your own heart, your own life, what you share with others. Money that we use every day is just an empty symbol into which we pour our desires. That is why in the monastic life they say, use it. Don't let it own you. Or as the Romans used to say, money changes owners every day. And in today's holy day, the feast of the presentation of our Lord in the temple, Christ reminds us by his own life. He went to the temple. He followed the traditions of his faith to give us an example, to go to church, to share your life with others, to use money, wealth, and power, to use everything in whatever time you have left to save yourself and to save others. In the scriptures it says, never say you will do this and that tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. But say, if the Lord wills, if the Lord gives me the life, I will do this or that tomorrow. So the goal of the Christian life in this particular lesson is not to be afraid, is not to be scared, but is to be courageous and say, I am alive today. I have an opportunity to share my life, my wisdom, and everything I have to make this life more beautiful. How can I do it? Lord, give me the wisdom to try and never to give up. And the final little thought is this. When Jesus at the end says, I have come to save the lost. In the New Testament, lost does not mean damned. Lost means it's in the wrong place. Being lost, sometimes we need to ask myself the question, am I in the wrong place? Have I misplaced my priorities and my goals? What am I thinking of to make the world a better place? We have been given life. We have been given wealth. We have been given time. And now it's up to us to use it well. Slava Isusu Christu.